This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I really thank you guys for joining us. Obviously a very, very busy week in the news. We obviously have a lot going on, but it's a busy time for everybody. You know, end of the summer, school back in. Apparently some of you guys get your yearly reviews. It's interesting, you know, for some, this is like the start of the year. For others, this is the fall. I mean, we're 9 months into the year. This isn't the new year. And then for others, it's kind of the end of for others, you kind of have like the fiscal year, I guess. For others, I guess this is kind of a new start to them. And so, this is like the second email I've gotten this week about somebody nervous about their end of the year review. This is interesting. Okay. Ron, or was he spells it R-A-U-N. Raun writes, sorry to ask a doctor a work question, but I know you talk about employer-employee issues all the time. I have my yearly review, and I'm expecting them to make pay cuts and will fire me. Not sure how I should fight for my job. Could use some pointers. So that's interesting. I'm not really sure what industry. I'd love to talk to you if you could call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I, because, see, the reason why I'm so interested in this is because I like to head a problem off at the pass early on. Yeah, I like to nip things in the bud early, get it fixed. I don't like drama. I don't like the anticipation that something could go wrong. I just like to fix it. So, Raun, hope I'm pronouncing your name right. I'd really like to know kind of what industry this is because, you know, I like to, you know, think in the shoes of the manager or the employer and see what they need. You know, like I told you, I was so excited about making my own job as an urgent care physician because, you know, I was not an ER doc, but I was trained to do urgent care, and I had knowledge and education under my belt. And so, you know, I knew exactly what they wanted. They didn't want to pay a lot, you know, but they needed help. So, you know, when you walk in and you know what they need, that helps. But you also don't want to over-assume and jump the gun. So here you are, you're hearing rumors about people losing their jobs. You're hearing rumors about cuts. You may be in the group that keeps their job. So, you know, I would first shut up and listen, which is something I always kind of have to work on. You know, I usually like to head stuff off at the pass. So, you know, old Dahlia would be, you know, I'd kind of walk in there and go, don't fire me, please don't fire me. I love working here. Don't fire me. And again, and who knows, maybe it would work, maybe it wouldn't. But new Dr. Dahlia learned, you know what, go in and listen. Okay? Because they are right now preparing what they want to talk to you about. Okay? I mean, you know, their mind is going to be already made up for the most part before you walk in, which is why I'm so big on trying to head problems off at the pass earlier. You know, if you see there's going to be an issue a month from now, you know, you step it up and show the company why you're worth it. You know, or you let a manager know, look, I know this is the time when everybody's kind of asking for raises. I just want to let you guys know I'm not. If you guys are having issues, I'm not really going to be asking for a raise. I just want to let you know that ahead of time. If you guys are handing out raises, hell yeah, I'll take one. But I just don't want you guys having that extra stress, you know, because I've been with this company for a long time. I know what's going on. I see there's issues. I just don't want to be an undue burden on anybody. You know, that for some managers, that could be pretty damn cool. They would be like, hell yeah. Other people would say, oh, you idiot. You could have gotten a raise and you didn't know. I mean, that's if you really, really know what's going on. If you really got your finger on the pulse of what's going on. So, okay, let's say you walk in there and you really, they want to see the fight. Let's say they're trying to figure out who to axe. Did Apprentice do that? Did the Apprentice show do that, or Hell's Kitchen or something? Okay, so first, you want to sit there and listen, and you want to make sure that they get to say what they want to say. And the reason why you want to do that is, take it from me, who always has a lot to say. Okay, I want to know that I got everything out. If I feel like somebody interrupted me, and I didn't get everything I needed to say out, I won't be listening, because I'm going to be so busy concentrating on when I could finish that statement or finish that point. So they'll tune you out. So don't let them tune you out. Make sure you listen to what they have to say. And if you do notice that they want, you know, a fight, you need to know what could be going. You need to have an idea of what makes them tick. If they're having money issues and profitability issues, etc., go, look, you know, I have some ideas. I think these are ways we could save money. I see that, you know, if I, you know, help you with this could, you know. So coming up with solutions, knowing you thought about it. But the big kicker for me, if I was, let's say, your boss or manager, would be you coming in there going, look, okay, we're a team. This is the good of the team. What does the team need? Okay? I know you can't share with me everything, but whatever you could share with, what can I do to help the team? Because I want us to succeed. We just got out of a recession. We're about to go into another recession. You know, I want to be with you through thick and thin, through it all. What is it that you need? Remember, there were a bunch of people in the recession that took pay cuts. Bunch of employees say, look, if you promise us you'll let us keep our jobs, we will cut our pay so that you could at least give up. What? There was one, it made headlines, where they didn't want any of them fired, so they all took pay cuts so that they all could keep their job. Now, I don't know if that lasted long term or not, but damn, that's cool. So you want to show you're a team player and you're somebody that they could depend on. And go, okay, so what do you need from me? You know, I mean, if times are good, great. I want us to all benefit. And hell yeah, if you're giving out raises, I will take one. I could use it. But if you're not, you let me know what you need from me, because I want to make this work. I like working here. I'm loyal. I'm here for the long haul. And that means a lot. Don't fight for your job trying to get somebody else fired. True, somebody else getting fired may be exactly what you need to not lose your job. You may be right about that. But you can't bring in negativity. You've got to bring in the positivity. Always talk about the positive. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's a new small study that was published this week that found doctors may spend nearly half their time not with patients, not with holding their hands, not with talking to their families about their medical condition, but they're that time documenting and performing administrative tasks. Interactions with physicians have obviously dramatically changed, and it has gotten worse. It was changing, I have to admit. I mean, you know, we started to, with the HMOs, start taking an hour-long visit and truncating it down to 15 minutes, and some people even claimed it was even less than that. Now with electronic health records, it has gotten worse. And, you know, when you heard a lot of doctors say, I don't like the electronic health records, it's not because they couldn't type. I could type. I could type about 85 words a minute. I'm very comfortable typing. But when it comes to sitting down with the patient and jotting down notes, so, I mean, it just helps you with that one-on-one interaction. So this study, published in the Annals of Medicine Monday, found that doctors are still being inundated with electronic paperwork and desk work. In this study, 57 physicians in various subspecialties were observed by researchers during office hours. Some also maintained a self-reported diary for after work hours from July 2015 to August 2015. After a total of 430 observed hours for the group, researchers from the American Medical Association found that 29% of total work time was spent talking with patients or other staff members. That's only 29%. And another 49% was then spent on the electronic record keeping and the desk work. So if you're complaining because your doctor's not looking at you and you're staring at the back of the neck and you don't think that he really gets you, this is why. This is a big part of it. Dr. Tom Payne, medical director for IT services at University of Washington Medicine, who also studied the issue but was not a part of this particular project, said the survey will be key in understanding how doctors spend their time and how to find solutions so that both doctors and patients are happier. He says, I applaud the authors for examining this in a rigorous way. He pointed out that he had heard doctors were upset about the amount of time they were spending on paperwork. Absolutely, it's ridiculous. Payne said the electronic records require doctors to fill a note so that the patients can be billed properly, and that process can be time-consuming. It detracts from the time we have to listen to the patient and have a meaningful visit and answer the questions asked. So, you know, many patients think, the reason why I'm here, okay, a lot of you guys are like, wait a second, Dahlia. Okay, you obviously weren't, you know, the top medical student in your class. Excuse me, I graduated in the top 99% of my class. Thank you. Okay? How do you know where I was in that top 99%? I could have been in the top 1%, but I graduated officially in the top 99% of my class. So, nevertheless, you guys aren't impressed by that. I don't know why. You want to know why I'm here. Why am I doing the show? Why aren't I selling, you know, supplements like other doctors? The reason why is my purpose of the show is to tell you the doctor's perspective. Whether we're talking about economy, whether we're talking about family issues, when we're, you know, with my medical, with my psychiatric background, psychological training, with my business experience, with my marketing experience, with my public relations experience, with my teaching experience, with my mommy experience, you want to know what doctors are thinking. And when I hear patients go, this is absolutely ridiculous, these doctors are not spending time with us, they don't want to, I'm here to tell you they do want you. They want to sit there and talk to you. Because that's what's going to help them do a better job. You think a doctor wants to miss taking out on such important history that then they miss something and then you die? Or you have an adverse event and then they get sued? If you ask doctors, what do they want? What do they really, really want? Then they're like, I want to sit down with the patients. I can't tell you how many times when I was practicing, patients are like, you know, you seem to be the only doctor happy these days. And I go, well, that's because you're seeing me in the room. I love being right here in the room. I do not want to go out into the hallway. Because that's when I have to start documenting. That's when I have to start dealing with insurance companies. That's when I have to start doing the paperwork. I go, I could sit in this room with you all day if I could. We want to be with you guys. Then some of you say, you know what, doctors aren't people. They're burned out. They run out of the room as quickly as possible because they don't want to be around me. That's not it. They're running out of the room because they got to go and now regurgitate everything into a computer and deal with the paperwork and the codes and all that. What happened to the olden days where somebody came in, you sat down, you talked with them, you jotted down a couple notes so you would remember what you did, you would put down some information. They kept coming back to you. In fact, there's a doctor right now, kind of an old school doctor that's been practicing for so many years and his patients love him, never's had a lawsuit. He's being taken formally up to the board because an insurance company turned him in for not liking his notes. I mean, I understand that it's different now. And as a patient, okay, if you have to move, you want to take your notes and you want them to be legible, taken to another doctor. And we doctors that were trained, like me, I'm a family doctor. So I was trained that I would be with you from a baby till you were old. I was trained that I would be on the same block, and I would be taking care of your mom and your grandma and your aunt and your neighbor. And it happened that way for years until insurance changed. And Obamacare caused many people to not be able to stick with their doctor, which, who would have predicted that? And things started to change. So now records have to go here and there. So all your notes, and, you know, a lot of my notes, smiley faces, you know, patient's got his blood pressure down. Patient lost 10 pounds. Yes, he lost 10 pounds. Patients would talk about some personal things that they did not want written down. You know what? I had a sexual experience and I didn't use a condom. Yeah, you know, so I don't want you to go into too much detail. I'm like, well, you know, for my notes, you know, I need to order some STD testing, so I'm going to just say you had some unprotected sex. You know, and so I was honest, but you know, they wanted the chart to go away, and they just sit there and talk to you. And one of the most effective techniques that I've told you guys about in psychology is not sitting there with them on the couch, Freudian style, saying, you know, staring off into the ceiling while you're behind them taking notes. I think what's a very effective modality is you, no paper, no pencils, you sitting there face to face going, talk to me, or let's go for a walk. Let's just go for a walk. Tell me what's on your mind. Get it off your chest. Now, we are responsible for documentation. That's totally understandable. Now, you know, in the olden days, you would just pay the doctor for your time, bring him a chicken, bring him, some chocolate, which I always liked, you know, it's different now. Okay? You have to get paid. You have to run a business. You have to pay your staff. You have to buy supplies. You have to pay for malpractice insurance. It's $20,000, $30,000 a year. Okay? You got expenses now. You got overhead. So and do you get that from the patient? No. No, the patient is paying an arm and a leg for you to get that from an insurance company that only pays you a fingernail, if that. So now you're going to the insurance company and you have to make sure you will be, you know, people always say, gosh, doctors are the worst business people. We're not the worst business people. We are trained to be there for people. We are not trained to figure out how to get money out of an insurance company. So now you have to make sure the codes are right. Even if you have the codes right, you got to make sure the documentation is correct. Even though you think it's right, somebody's going to try to pretend to have an issue with something. And so if you aren't getting paid, you can't pay your staff. And so it ends up being more of a priority than it needs to be. So when they were talking about doctor burnout because of this, and I heard of a doctor that quit before they had to go electronic, I mean, we are doing something really, really wrong. And then, what about the patients that really don't want their information on a server that could get hacked? Many people don't want WikiLeaks taking a look and seeing that they had gonorrhea because they cheated on their wives. Not that WikiLeaks would purposely go into a doctor's office, but, you know, we now know that whatever's on a computer can be out there in the open. So the big thing I started to notice is as we were starting to flirt with the electronic system, patients are like, okay, don't ask me anymore. This is all I'm telling you. So all they want to say is what is going. People get nervous about you typing this. You know, I mean, what I would like to see are studies. Have there been less people coming in asking for an HIV test? Because they are so embarrassed. They're so worried. Do we have less people talking about them having an addiction? Because they don't want word getting out. Anything that goes into a computer can very easily get published and go online. And that's what we've learned. Now, there should be safeguards. There should be, you know, systems in place. But what we're finding out is you have no privacy. So how much honesty are we going to get from patients? 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. UNLV Rebels, really, really exciting. Going to watch a football game with Pasadena this weekend. Oh, we got the Cowboys playing deep. we've got the Cowboys playing this weekend. And if I can't wait for football. I can't wait. You know what? That's right. I have not given you guys. Okay, I will check. I don't know if we have a really good injury report, if we have a preseason injury report, but I should make my predictions for you guys. I am so sorry. I didn't realize so many of you are holding off going to the sports book to put bets because you haven't gotten the Dr. Dahlia predictions yet. I am so sorry. I've been so busy doing National Blood Donation Week. Who knew? But listen, guys, I had to prioritize. I had to put blood and helping restock our hospitals first. I'm sorry about that. I completely forgot about football. I am on it. On it. Okay. Now, with football comes... No, alcohol. Alcohol. Okay, but okay, beer. Okay. Okay, you know what, guys? Don't try to finish my sentences. Don't even try to finish my sentences. With football comes beer. And scientists have come up with something pretty, pretty cool. All right. They think they have found a specific set of brain cells that appears to drive excessive alcohol drinking. And if you target those cells, which is really, really cool, you could possibly reverse alcoholism. Now, I am expecting, and it's not because I'm a pessimist, I'm a realist, okay? But I am expecting more alcohol issues coming around the bend. Why? Because we are starting to severely restrict doctors and healthcare providers writing pain medications. And even though many of us are for that because we are very worried about opioid misuse, the pain doesn't go away. You could stop writing prescriptions, but we still have people in pain. And if these people want to deal with their pain, they're going to go back to old school and use alcohol. So we are going to start seeing, I think, a rise or an uptick in alcoholism. Okay? Now, what did they study in this study? So what they did is they looked at rats. And the researchers trained rats how to self-administer alcohol, which my guess is it probably didn't really take too much work, you know, to get these rats pretty well trained on, you know, how to drink. But that's neither here nor there. So they learned how to self-administer alcohol out of a chamber. And some of the rats became dependent on the alcohol. Then they injected the rats with a compound that could inactivate or turn off a very specific set of brain cells known in the area of the amygdala. That's right. And you know what, guys? If you guys start forgetting about these parts of the brain and what they do, I'm just going to give you a pop quiz. I'm sick of this, okay? Now that I'm a professor at Toro, I know how to give tests. I know how to give pop quizzes, okay? And I know you guys didn't like the pop quizzes I gave years ago, but now I know how to give a damn good pop quiz. So you guys need to start studying this stuff. Okay, so anyway, it's the amygdala. They found that inactivating these brain cells caused the rats to completely cease their compulsive drinking. They say it's like they forgot they were dependent on alcohol, according to study researcher Olivier George, an assistant professor at the Scripps Research Institute of La Jolla. They forgot that they were alcoholic, so they didn't want to go back to the alcohol. This is really, really cool. They say these results identify a critical neurobiological mechanism that may be required for the transition to alcohol dependence. When the researchers inactivated the brain cells, they were surprised at just how long the effects lasted. The rats ceased their compulsive drinking for the entire duration of the study, about 2 weeks. They say we've never seen an effect that strong that has lasted for several weeks, George said. The rats also experienced a reduction in signs of alcohol withdrawal, such as shaking. They also found that when the researchers inactivated the same set of brain cells in rats that binge drank but weren't addicted to alcohol, they had different results. The rats reduced their drinking, but only for one day, after which they resumed binge drinking. So they think maybe in rats that are not addicted to alcohol, the path in the brain that drives the compulsive drinking hasn't been established yet. So basically, okay, you know, so this was done in rats. And, you know, rat brains have a lot of similarities to human brains. So this could be pretty damn cool. My suggestion is for them to keep going on this because, you know, things are very addictive. And remember, and I've taught you guys a lot about addiction. And the one thing we have to realize is addiction could manifest in a variety of ways. For some, it's, okay, I want it. Like the pain pill. I want the pain pill. I'm in pain. I want it. But for others, they're addicted not because they want the pain pill, but they are deathly afraid of the withdrawal. They are so scared of the withdrawal that they force themselves to take that pain pill or to go back to the alcohol because the withdrawal is so bad. And by the way, alcoholic withdrawal can be deadly. You could cease. You usually won't die from a narcotic withdrawal. If you're trying to detox from narcotics, yes, you could be suicidal. Yes, you could get dehydrated from the diarrhea. But in and of itself, it shouldn't kill you. Alcohol, however, you trying to self-detox from alcohol, you could seize and you could die. So this is some serious stuff, which means we have to have a all-hands-on-deck approach when we're dealing with alcoholism. And we want to be able to help, you know, people not want the alcohol to begin with. And if we could deal with that fear, if we could quiesce or remove that fear of not having the alcohol, that could be a very significant part of stopping alcoholism. And for any of you that have ever lived with an alcoholic, not only does it sicken the person, but it sickens the whole family. Having somebody with an addiction is toxic to the whole entire family. Now, these rats, I don't know what the hell happened with the rats after they got detoxed or whatever. A bunch of alcoholic rats, to me, would probably make me giggle a lot watching them. So I'm sure they did fine. They say these new findings appear very similar to a 2007 study done in human smokers with damage to a specific part of the brain called the insula. These patients were able to quit smoking easily because their body forgot the urge to smoke. The researchers said, they said it could be that the new findings in rats have found a similar brain circuit for alcohol addiction. So this is pretty interesting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I see some of you guys are calling in. Hold on one sec. Hi, welcome to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Hello, you there? Okay, laryngitis. Yeah, guys, if you're calling into the Dr. Dahlia Show and you have laryngitis, I'm not going to be able to hear you. All right, let's talk about, this is very, very interesting. Texas quarterback Shane Buechele was born despite his father getting a vasectomy. Texas Longhorns freshman quarterback Shane Buechele, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, they say wasn't even supposed to have been born. They said he wasn't quite an accidental pregnancy in the traditional sense, but he was conceived after his father had gotten a vasectomy. According to Jordan Buechele, one of Shane's two sisters, she said he's the oops baby that turned out to be the progeny. Now, I see some of you guys calling in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. Oh, okay. Could I answer it from here or no? Okay. Guys, we see you calling in. Sorry, we're having some issues with the phone line, so keep trying. So when somebody gets a vasectomy, what we need to do is we need to make sure that after the vasectomy is done that they're not producing any more sperm. Or they'll produce the sperm, but they won't transit the sperm because of the vas deferens. And so in that particular case, what ends up happening is either there could be a reconnection or the sperm could have found a way around the vasectomy and gotten through. So, very interesting. I mean, glad he was born. Wow, that's crazy stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI. That's assuming, you know, his father was a real father. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah. Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, we've created a National Blood Donation Week. September 4th to September 10th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 10th is National Blood Donation Day. Governors in multiple states have declared their state blood donation day to be September 10th, and we are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. See, when a crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And since thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis, blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. So while your governor's office is working on the proclamation, please sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com or follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go to the phone lines. We've got Tom on the phone from Baltimore. Hey, Tom, what's going on, my man?
Hey, Professor. I had a question about the doctor-patient relationship that you were talking about before. But I know you moved on to another topic, so let me just throw in real quick on my thing, the addiction stuff with the drugs. And it's a compliment for you, by the way.
Thanks.
A number of weeks ago, maybe last month, you were talking about a patient of yours, an older woman, who had come to see you, and you discovered that she was worried about, or she wanted to get her pain medication, and through either expert questioning, you found out that she was on Tramadol, and there was a concern about the withdrawals and whatnot. I thought, you know what? I've got the expert doctor now. It's not an opiate. And I was going to call you on it off the air, of course. I wasn't going to.
Yeah, it's not an opiate. It's an opiate. Right, it's not an opiate. Exactly.
Well, you followed it up right away, right when I was reveling and getting you.
Yeah.
You followed it up and said, but it's not an opiate. And you educated me on the fact that it can actually have certain similar effects. So you can tell your class that the career narcotics officer who's been certified as an expert from the lowest to the highest courts was stumped by you. So you got me, but I thought I got you.
You're awesome. Yeah, so what happened with her is she presented with abdominal issues. She was having diarrhea, abdominal pain, and when I asked her about her medication list, and she's like, well, I usually take Tramadol, but I've been out for a few days, and I'm like, well, how often do you take this Tramadol? She's like, I've been on it for years, rather than starting to do an expensive cholera workup and you know, hepatitis or E. coli workup, I realized that it was a opioid type of, it was a withdrawal, even though it's not an opioid, but Tramadol acts as an opioid. And, you know, many people will say, look, Dahlia, you know, I'm not addicted. I could take this because it's Tramadol. It's not technically an opiate. But if it's an agonist and it basically affects the same part of the brain, that's where addiction happens. It's in the brain. It doesn't matter what you're taking. Addiction is addiction. And so it's your brain's response to what you're taking. And that's what we as clinicians or you in your line of work are dealing with.
Well, pardon me?
Yeah. No, so I'm saying, you know, you even in your line of work had to deal with that, whether it's an addiction, you know, to whether something was ideally a pain medicine or an illicit drug or a legal drug.
Yes, ma'am. And that's a perfect segue into my question. I'll make it quick. I had spoken to you before about LEAP, a law enforcement against prohibition.
Yes.
And when you were talking about the doctors taking time to speak with their patients and the problems that they're having with the insurance and how they're not keeping the same patients throughout the lifetime, it brought to mind that the only time I've really experienced where quasi-doctor had actually really seemed to be listening was dealing with a PA. They seemed to listen more, but my question more pointedly goes to this. We've always had problems with, I guess in the past maybe decade, two decades, where doctors are joining group practices. So you'll have doctors leave, and we dealt with a lot of people in the street who said, you know what, this is what happened. Either they were on pain medication for a period of time, and doctors simply stopped prescribing it, and they still needed it, and we believed them, and or the doctors, we were told, would join these practices and say, the practice limits me. So anyway, the point is this. As with LEAP, do you know of any professional doctors' organizations who feel that they'd like to see a move towards personal responsibility and getting the doctors out of the drug game, so to speak, something similar to LEAP that I could get in contact with and maybe make some inroads where we could work together.
You know, that's interesting. The one thing, and I could be perpetuating a very incorrect stereotype, but the one thing I've noticed is, with the exception of some you know, medical groups, you don't see a lot of doctors group together or unionize, or like what happened with the Affordable Care Act was an absolute disaster on the way we had our representation when all this was going down. And so even though we have some amazing societies, like we have Clark County Medical Society, we have certain medical groups like the NAFP, Nevada Academy of Family Physicians, etc., we sometimes seem to find that they do better being apolitical, because you have such, you know, passion on both sides that, you know, I'll have to think about it and email me. But that's something that I've had yet to find, you know, which groups really, can agree and agree on a common thing. Like when it came to the Affordable Care Act, you had some doctors love it and praise it, and you had some doctors hate it. There was really no uniformity. There was no consensus. And so nobody really got together. Nobody put our goal. And the funny thing is there actually is a consensus on goals. Our goals, like when it came to the ACA, was, okay, we want to make sure our patients have access. We want to make sure they don't lose their doctor. We want to make sure their insurance rates don't go up, their deductibles don't go up. And the funny thing is I think both sides of the aisle agree with that. But nobody even got together to, you know, that, from what I understand. So email me at drdahlia.com. Let me see what I could find out. But yeah, you bring up a very good point.
Okay, I'll do that. By the way, we feel the same political pressure, so we could help anyone that you know who really feels passionate about that. But what we're seeing is, as the doctors stop prescribing pain medication, we're seeing an influx. And I spoke with people who are still on the job, people seeking the drugs on the street, and they're not getting, believe me, if they were getting quality stuff, it wouldn't be an issue. They're getting stuff that you would not want to, you don't want to put in your body.
Exactly. And the pain is not, you know, you can't just say no more pain medicine and not deal with the pain. I mean, we have to, as a society, realize these people have pain. You know, I mean, yes, the ones that are addicted, we need to help them detox. But, you know, when you tell somebody who's suffering from failed back syndrome or from, a war injury or from, you know, a variety or neuropathy, you know, telling them, sorry, you don't get any more pain medicines, that's not going to fix their problem. I'm also worried about suicide, too. Apparently there's been an uptick in suicide. But, Tom, thank you so much for, again, calling in. And thank you so much for being such a loyal listener. I really appreciate it.
Sure thing, Doc. Have a good day.
You too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is a scary report. Again, I don't know what all the initiating factors, you know, could be, or the related factors, but they say adult suicides went up 6% in 2015 in Minnesota. They say the number of adult suicide deaths in Minnesota was up 6% in 2015. The suicide rate, 13.1 deaths per 100,000 Minnesotans. And they said it's also above a previous high back in 1986. There were 726 suicide deaths reported, up from 686 the previous year. And this study highlights Minnesota. Now, Minnesota, from what I'm understanding, because that's where the GCN headquarters is, beautiful state. We got some really, really good people. Right, we got Tom from Minnesota. We got the whole GCN crew from Minnesota. So I doubt it's people don't like their neighbors. But what I'm wondering, okay, and you know, obviously, you know, with these studies, they're going to be looking at firearms. They're going to be looking at, you know, alcoholism, etc. Like we do with, you know, unfortunately, the Alaskan statistics with suicide. If they have a high alcoholism rate, are we also going to see a high suicide rate? But the one thing I want studied that we need to be very, very cognizant of, and we need to be very aware of, is, are we going to see an uptick in suicide as we prevent people having access to their pain medications? We want to prevent people selling narcotics on the streets. We want to prevent people from abusing them. But you always have people in the line of fire. You always have mass casualties with this. And so, unfortunately, figuratively, you'll have some innocent victims that will unfortunately not be able to deal with their pain, and I just hope they don't deal with it in another way. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Rebel. Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.